You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi, I'm Matt from showcase55.co.uk, and when I'm not listening to electrical language, I like to make a complete hash-up of simple instructions. That's the wrong way around. Damn.
Everybody, I'm recording this on Saturday the 29th November 2008. I'm Gabor Kovacs and, well, I never. This is Electrical Language number 150.
Oh, glace, la métamorphose, avant que ne s'efface, la métamorphose, avant que je ne fasse ailleurs la même chose, avant que je ne fasse ailleurs la même chose, merci de rien, du tout, merci de rien. We'll be right back.
Well, yes, indeed, Electrical Language number 150. I suppose when I started, I probably said this last time or a year ago when I did number 100, but when I started, I never thought I'd get this far. I really didn't, but now I'm still enjoying it. And so long as I still enjoy it, I'm going to be bringing you these weekly sort of kind of little home tapes that I put together and put out on the internet of music that I've found that I like and you might like to listen to. And judging by the feedback I get from time to time, it does appear that there are one or two people out there who do indeed like to listen to this. Now, I'm not doing anything special in for podcast number 150. Those of you who've been with me longer will know that podcast 52, the first anniversary podcast, and a year ago podcast number 100 were sort of celebrations because I thought there was something to celebrate, but... Yeah, number 150, yes, it's sort of roundish and it's a nice big number, but nothing that magic in it. Well, I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard so far. I tried to put together a podcast. It's all female vocals this week, but I tried to put together a podcast that worked and sort of hung together. And I thought I'd got everything prepared. I'd got the running order sorted out. And... about an hour and a half ago, I'd finished putting together those first three tracks. Probably not as long ago as an hour and a half ago, but quite a good while ago, put those three tracks together. And then bringing up web pages so that I could do this bit of talk and tell you what was what. I just couldn't find again the second track in there, which I'd downloaded from Iota Promonet a few weeks ago, and it seemed to have vanished from there, and I was getting a bit concerned that maybe if I played it I'd get a an email or a letter from some record company or other, or even their lawyers, asking me to take the whole thing down. And that's the last thing I want to do, is having recorded a podcast, to take it down, sort of edit it, and either rather unsubtly cut out the particular track or replace it with something else. But there we are. Anyway, it took me I just couldn't find it, and I looked on one or two of the other sources, such as the Podsafe Music Network, just in case it was there, and I couldn't find it. And so I then spent a bit of effort trying to find something else from what I've got, and I just really couldn't find anything else that I thought would fit in very well. And then I went back through the browsing history and Iota Promonet, and the track still seems to be there and still available to download, and it's given me the blog links and so on, so I'm going to take the risk. Anyway, so what have I played for you? We started off with fantastic song, wasn't that? Oh No by Kaiser Cartel. Now, Kaiser Cartel played for you a few weeks ago, and they're a boy-girl band from Brooklyn in New York. It is Courtney Kaiser and is it Benjamin Cartel. They've got an excellent album called March 4th, and it's one of those that has sort of grown on me. I mean, you like it from the first listen, but it's really grown on me. So if you like that song, and if you liked the one that I had previously played a few weeks ago, which I think was a track called OK, then do go and get March 4th by Kaiser Cartel. You can find them at kaisercartel.com, kaisercartel.com, and myspace.com/Kaiser Cartel. They're also on Facebook, so I think if you do a Facebook search for Kaiser Cartel, if you remember there, you will find them. Really good song. Now, the second one, the one that gave me all the trouble, was Marianne Dissard, and she's got a French name, but she's from Tucson in Arizona in the US, and I'm told this, Calexico fans will recognise Marianne Dissard as Madame to Joey Burns' Lovestruck Gold Digger on Calexico's single Battle of Cable Hogue from their 2000 album Hot Rail. 8 years on, and Burns and Dissard have renewed their collaboration for Marianne Dissard's debut album L'Entre Deux, and so that is where that song comes from. Merci de rien du tout, thanks for nothing at all. There's something rather sardonic in that, isn't there? I enjoyed the song. The Yeah, and it seemed to fit well with the Kaiser Cartel song. And then there's that minute and a half of noise and samples of radio voices and things towards the end of that song that I wasn't sure whether to cut out or talk over, but in the end I decided, well, it's part of the song, it's part of what the artists have presented to us, so I'm going to leave it in. And the third song in that sequence, The Ravenettes. Do you remember 2 weeks ago when I played another Ravenettes song called Black White? I tossed a coin as I was recording the podcast and it came down tails, so I didn't play a second Ravenettes song, but this time I have played it. That was Dead Sounds by the Ravenettes, again from New York. And I realise as I'm saying all this that I haven't given you all the links. I've told you about Kaiser Cartel, but links to Marianne Dessau and the Ravenettes you'll find on the blog page at www.electricallanguage.co.uk. Going to move on. Here's a great, great rocking song that I heard earlier this week. Colin from the Ouroboros podcast played it on Made in the UK number 48, and it's one of those things. Actually, I think MP3 players need to have an extra button on it, one that says rewind 5 minutes, because basically I was driving along and I thought that song was so good, and I picked up the thing, just held out the held down the button, and rewound for a period of time. Ended up being halfway through the song before it, but anyway, I was able to listen to that song again, and it's just so good. It's fantastic. This is Anemo, a British band from Brighton, and the song is called Music Box. Just enjoy it.
Can you imagine my frustration? Constant worry, no concentration. This was supposed to be real fun. Feel like I've lost before I've begun. It comes down to simple mechanics. Don't look for hidden semantics. This music box is more than just an uncollectible collecting dust. But undisclosed, running round in my oblivion like no one knows. Once learned, now forgotten, as a new cruel trick. The time to be deviant, I must take care of every little part of me that got me here. Automatic laughter for these hypocrites, try to get it through your head. So lift me out this misery and let me go.
Never wants to let me go. I'm fine.
Now, wasn't that excellent? As I said, Anemo, A-N-E-M-O, from Brighton in the UK. I did actually play an Anemo song in the early months, well inside the first year of Electrical Language, and that was called Fallout Renegade. Unfortunately, I'm not one of those who keeps any sort of usable, easily searchable records of what I've played in the past, and so you've just got to dig through all the back catalogue on the website, plough through the archives to find when I played that. But I reckon that was probably in the 20s or 30s of Electrical Language. Colin was saying on Made in the UK that Anemo is one of the bands that's kind of responsible for him becoming a podcaster. He was playing this music to his friends and saying just how good it was, and they kind of said, oh, why don't you just shut up and do your own podcast then. They may have said it more politely than that, of course. What Colin didn't say is where he first heard Anemo and whether by any chance it was on Electrical Language. Oh, well, probably not, but never mind. Anemo you can find at anemo.co.uk. There's three of them: Hazel Woodhurst, vocalist, Kingsley Sage, keyboards and production, and Matt Palmer on guitar. So they're the core of the band, and there are four others who play with them for the live band: Dan Partington on bass, Erica Woodhurst backing vocals, Bern Watson guitar, and Mike Kelly on drums. And I bet they do quite a good live act, so if you get a chance to see them anywhere, please do so, looking at their MySpace page, which probably is called myspace.com/Anemo. It's myspace.com/Anemo Music, but looking at their MySpace page, I can't see any indications of gigs. That song, Music Box, is a single from their album Stentorian. If you like that, I'm sure they're well worth checking out. Also well worth checking out, and I'm going to rush along a bit now, is Leah McHenry from Canada, who contacted me in the course of this week, sent me some songs, and Leah apparently has been voted number one female vocalist on over 10 occasions on GarageBand.com. I'm always a little bit suspicious because I sometimes get the impression some of these are popularity tests, because every now and then I get these repeated emails saying, you know, please vote for us on such and such a site, and I get the impression that, you know, it's more than one vote is allowed per person voting, so sometimes I get a bit suspicious of these things. Sorry, Leah McHenry, if that's being unfair to you. No, she's got some good songs in there. You can find her at leahmchenry.com. Yes, L-E-A-H McHenry, M-C-H-E-N-R-Y.com. Does anyone remember the magic roundabout of Mr. McHenry, or is it just me showing my age? She's got four songs up there that you can listen to. You can find them at reverbnation.com/Leah McHenry. And I think if you go there, you can probably download them, or you can find a source to where you can buy the music. But do check out Leah McHenry. Anyway, the song I'm going to play is called Run Over Me.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Verity from Cape Town, South Africa. And when I'm not selling albums that I haven't even recorded, I like to listen to Electrical Language.
We sang your car, talked about where our parents went wrong, intellectualizing everybody else's mistake, shouted down. Watched our reflections frowning, comparing deep-rooted opinions again. If you raise our voices just enough, if you raise our voices just enough. Across the town, interfering in ideas that were not ours, not hearing a word. Our mouths just kept on moving, hoping our ideas would be heard. If we raise our voices just enough, if we raise our voices just enough. Stops, dinner tables and TV services expound what we were told in the first place. Lecture halls, charity balls, checkout counters, and maternity walls. Throw it all back in your face. But if we raise our voices just enough, if we raise our voices just enough.
These last two songs that I'm bringing to you in today's podcast, they're by Verity, who, as you heard, is from South Africa. Now, interesting story this. Well, early on in the days of the podcast, and I think this must have been January, maybe February 2006 at the very latest, I stumbled on the web across Verity, and I've really no idea how or where I did this, but there was this young lady with some little bits of music, I think, on a website, and she said that she was trying to raise the money to record an album. And this, of course, is very typical of all the independent unsigned artists, you know, the effort to either pay for studio time or, you know, get through the whole process of recording and putting an album of their music out. It's, you know, it is very hard work. You know, I never cease to be impressed. But anyway, what Verity did was try and drum up enough support so that 2,000 people would buy copies of her album before it had even been recorded. And she asked people to pay 150 rand, about $23 or £13 at exchange rates at the time. Obviously, there was something in what I heard at that time that persuaded me to do that. Then, over the subsequent almost, well, 2.5 to 3 years, there were occasional emails, and I have to say I didn't really do anything about it, but there were, you know, opportunities to listen to songs and vote for songs that should be on the album, and I didn't participate in any of that at all. Then in September this year, I got this email: the album is ready, and could I just confirm my postal address, you know, that I hadn't moved at that time. And so I did all that, and then in September, this very well made, well presented album arrived through my letterbox, all the way from South Africa. And it's very good. And what I also meant to say is that, as well as you know, using the money to record the album, Verity has given something like 10% of the money raised to two charities, People Opposing Women Abuse and the Live Your Dreams Foundation. The Live Your Dreams Foundation has been helping develop other artists. So Verity's album is called Journey, and you can find Verity and buy her album at iamverity.com. I have in my hands here the CD, and it's marked as a limited edition future owner copy. So I don't know if it's going to be exactly the same in what you would get if you were to buy the album, but the artwork, it must be, because the artwork is beautiful, and it's got 2,000 names in there, all beautifully written in sort of swirly lines that fit in very well with the graphics. And she says that in the notes here: "Dear Garbo, I'm so excited finally to have gotten your copy of my album Journey to you. I know it's been a long road, and as you hold this album in your hands, please feel incredibly proud to have been one of the 2,000 people who helped me create it from nothing. When you listen to Journey for the first time, I hope it will have been worth the wait and will be an album you enjoy sharing with the people you love. There's a limited edition multimedia disc I've got." And then she says this: "Your name is included in the artwork of the booklet, and I hope you have as much finding it as we had making sure all 2,000 names made it in." So Verity, very well done. I mean, you know, I say this and feel this about every artist who, you know, goes through the process of writing, recording, you know, sorting out the artwork, the manufacture of the CDs, etc., etc., without record company support. I'm sure it's really hard work, but you know, I did have fun looking for and finding my name on there. I think I had to go through the CD booklet 3 times to do that. So that's that. Excellent music. Hope you enjoyed the feel. I think it's got a great sort of Sunday morning feel to it. That's it. Enjoy it. Go to iamverity.com if you'd like to buy the album. I'm going to take play you one more track by Verity. And once again, I think that, you know, in the rhythms and the drumming and so on, there is a bit of an African feel to it. So here it is, last song in Electrical Language, number 150. This is Verity and Don't Look Back.
Put your foot on the gas if you wanna go fast. Look back, look back. Keep your hands on the wheel, your eyes turn to steel. Don't look back, look back. 'Cause if you look back, you will turn to salt. You got to remember, and it's not your fault. Don't look back, oh, don't look back. No, don't look back. Get your feet on the path if you wanna run fast. And look back, look back. Let your heart turn to stone now that you're on your own. Don't look back, look back. 'Cause if you look back, you will turn to salt. You got to remember that it's not your fault. Don't look back, oh, don't look back. No, don't look back. Mm-hmm.
everything. Don't look back, look back. Close the door, you don't need no more to look back, look back. 'Cause if you look back, you will turn to salt. You got to remember, it is not your fault. Don't look back.
So that's it. There've been seven great songs in Electrical Language number 150, and they've been by Kaiser Cartel, Marianne Dessert, The Ravenettes, Animo, Leah McHenry, and finally Verity. So thanks to them for letting me play the music, and thank you so much for downloading and for listening. Goodbye.